VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. is working to find a diplomatic outcome to tensions with Iran. Iran is being blamed for an attack on a Saudi oil facility, but he warned if diplomacy fails, President Trump will make necessary decisions to achieve Washington's objectives.
When it's the case that we no longer believe that we can convince the Iranian regime to behave in the way that we've asked them to behave, just to behave like a normal nation, I think the whole world knows, including the Iranian regime, of American military might.
Earlier, Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said the presence of foreign forces in the Persian Gulf area will create insecurity in the region. Protesters in Hong Kong vandalized a subway station and defaced a Chinese flag Sunday during another weekend of pro-democracy demonstrations. Hong Kong has cut back rail and bus access to its airport in a move designed to avoid anti-government protests at one of the busiest airport hubs in the world. This traveler arrived early for her flight, only to learn it was delayed until the next day.
But we did actually book the trip before we knew about the protests. So, to be honest, if I had have known about the protests, I wouldn't have booked to come here.
On Saturday, police fired tear gas at demonstrators who vandalized a light rail station. The World Health Organization says Tanzania has failed to respond to requests about information on suspected Ebola cases. The WHO says it has been aware of unofficial reports about several possible cases of Ebola in different locations in the East African country. Officials in East and Central Africa are on an Ebola high alert. They are seeking to avoid the spread of the disease that has experienced an outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo that has killed more than 2,000 people since April 2018. From Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump says he did nothing wrong in a telephone conversation with the new president of Ukraine. News reports claim Mr. Trump allegedly urged him to investigate the son of former vice president and 2020 Democratic presidential hopeful Joe Biden. Speaking to reporters, President Trump says the whistleblower complaint from an intelligence official feels like the start of another witch hunt.
The conversation I had with the president of Ukraine was absolutely perfect. And people better find out who these people are that are trying to subvert our country, because here we go again. These are bad people.
Mr. Trump has pushed for an investigation of the Bidens for weeks, following news reports that explored whether a Ukrainian energy company tried to secure influence in the U.S. by employing Biden's younger son, Hunter. Fresh off a worldwide climate strike that took hundreds of thousands of young people out of classrooms and into the streets, youth leaders have gathered at the United Nations to demand radical action to fight climate change. The movement's most prominent figure is 16-year-old Swedish activist Greta Thunberg. She told UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres that youth are united and unstoppable.
But first of all, it's an enormous pleasure to be a keynote listener when we can listen to meaningful things like the ones we heard. And indeed, I've been more times keynote speaker than keynote listener, but that is one of the problems of world leaders, is that they talk too much and they listen too little.
Guterres also credited young people with changing him from a pessimist to an optimist in the fight against global warming. The cleanup is underway in Albania after a 5.6 magnitude earthquake struck the country's capital, Tirana. The defense ministry says it was the most powerful earthquake to hit Albania in the last 30 years. Local media reports say at least 49 people are being treated for injuries. Gunshots could be heard and tear gas was fired Saturday in Cairo while police checkpoints were erected across the city. It's in response to a series of continued protests against the government of President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi. Denmark's official in charge of climate change matters says his country hopes to set an example for the world with an ambitious scheme to cut carbon emissions by 70% in little more than a decade. But it has no illusions that it can have a meaningful impact on global warming by itself. Records could be broken at the 2019 Emmy Awards tonight by Game of Thrones and Veep star Julia Louis-Dreyfus. The HBO fantasy saga already has the most awards for a show in one season, 12, and it's competing Sunday in 7 categories. For all the news, go to voanews.com. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
From Washington,